Labor Day deals are looking good at Lowe's. Save $10 on 1 gallon cans and $50 on 5 gallon pails of select interior paint via rebate. Plus, get two 2.5 quart or 3 quart Mums for just $8. A fresh look and savings? Even better. Labor Day deals are on now at Lowe's, in store and online. Valid through 9/9 while supplies last. Mum sizes vary by location and exclude Alaska and Hawaii. See store at Lowe's.com for more details.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. The rush of racing? Nothing beats it. But Chumba Casino comes close. Chumba's got fast spins, fun games, daily bonuses, and all the action you can handle. Now that's a ride. Ready to hit the throttle? Get in the driver's seat and head to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
The Burt Show.
All right, let's get into Carla here, because she's fallen in love with one of her dad's friends.
Oh, let's hear the whole story.
Right, before you judge Jeff Dahler.
I'm not judging.
It's just a typical boy meets Jeff. Girl meets dad's friend story.
Carla, good morning. You are on The Voice Disguiser. Hi.
Hi.
Hi. How are you?
Oh, why do you sound sad?
Oh, no, I'm good.
It sounds to me like you should be more excited. If you think a dude's going to propose to you over the weekend, I think you'd be stoked.
I am. I really am.
Can we ask how old you are first?
I'm 20 years old.
20? You're 20, and dad's friend is how old?
He's 35.
35. Yeah. Okay. All right. Give us the story here. So you went to back home from Memorial Day weekend, and how does your dad know this guy?
He works for my father.
Okay.
Works. Your dad's his boss?
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay. Now, so this is a boss-employee relationship, or are they really friends outside of work?
A little bit of both.
Okay.
I mean, they know each other outside of work also.
Okay. So you go home, you meet this guy.
Yeah.
You guys hang out. Everything's going fine.
Yeah, really well. And then, so that was Memorial Day weekend. And so we've been kind of seeing each other over Facebook ever since.
Okay.
And we talk almost every day, through Facebook. And he's just been, we've been talking about marriage ever since.
And like, this has been like a little over a month?
Yeah.
And you just chatted over Facebook. There's like no dates, no meeting up.
Well, he's in Charleston.
Okay.
So you just chatted over Facebook.
Why not connecting on the phone and stuff?
He said he was nervous about using the work line from work because of my dad, and he didn't want my dad to find out.
Why do you sound like you just came back from your dog's funeral?
Oh, no. I guess I'm a little bit nervous to go home this weekend.
So let me just get this straight. So you meet him a month ago. How many conversations have you guys had on the phone since then?
Oh, we haven't talked on the phone yet.
Not one. And you guys...
you've never been physical? Like, you've never kissed him or anything?
No, not on the mouth.
On the cheek?
Oh,
I don't want to know.
It's a little too early to ask you exactly.
Don't know.
Kids are out of school.
So when you met him, he kissed you on the cheek goodbye or something?
Yeah.
Okay. Right. And you think you're going to marry him?
Yeah. I mean,
I feel like we're hearing the story of Jen's engagement all over again.
Right.
The total amount of time that you have spent with this guy when you went back to Charleston, the total amount that you and he have been face-to-face hanging out is how long?
Like 2.5 days.
2.5 days, and then nothing but Facebook messages and stuff like that. And
who brought up marriage first?
Yeah.
He did. He actually, I guess his divorce was being finalized before Memorial Day weekend, and he's just been asking me, about what I want when I get married, and you know, what I think. I've been asking him. We've been, like, exchanging ideas about what we want together.
Is this, hold on one second here, Carla. Hold on. I'll put you on hold for a second. Is this one of these calls about marriage that anger you because you can't get married? I just want to set the tone.
But, I mean, okay. Well, I'm so used to marriages that are just ridiculous that it doesn't. This is ridiculous. She's a 20-year-old. It's a red flag for me for a 35-year-old to be talking marriage to her right after his divorce and his dad's employee. It's just weird.
He's talking on the phone.
Yeah, he's gonna rebound with her. Because he's post-divorce, he's probably still mad about it, and he's going to rebound with a 20-year-old to be like, see, I can get somebody who's young.
I'm not even so sure that, hey, Carla, in listening to your story here, I'm not even so sure dude's really broken up with his wife. I mean, if you haven't talked with him on the phone.
Excuse me, where are all the people who are so optimistic about love going into this?
Because we said, listen,
no, listen.
We said, don't judge until you've heard the details.
Now that you've heard the details, excuse me. What I'm hearing is a story of two people who met just for 36 hours, right? A day and a half? Is that what you said, Carla? Or 2.5 days?
Yeah, 2 days, 2.5 days.
60 hours.
Listen to her perk up because you're about to...
Yeah. Okay, Melissa, we know why you're angry. All right, we heard the speech. We get it. But here's the deal. You spent 60 hours with, you know, with this guy.
Yeah.
And... you have had no contact with him. Your relationship isn't clouded by physical nonsense. Who's good and bad, or bad and bad,
or how common sense, or anything like that. Right?
You're gonna give her hope because I don't even think he's gonna propose to
Wendy,
her.
Wendy, you know what? Stop being single and bitter. Okay, I've got this.
I'll work on it.
So, anyways, for 60 hours they were together in person, and she felt that connection like two magnets. It's science. You can't keep them apart. They're going to attract each other. Bam! It's going to be love collision. It's a love collision.
Super pose.
Yeah. So then they only connect, and
don't cheer him on.
The ninja kick.
And it's
I'll ninja kick you,
Wendy. Would you stop encouraging?
And
this?
It's in her.
You're laughing, Jen. What are you talking about?
I'm sorry, Jeff. Go ahead.
Well, this is
maybe he'll fertilize her farm on Farmville over.
This is familiar, isn't it, Jen? Quick relationship, just a chance meeting, and then all of a sudden, next thing you know, you're flying off to Nice, France together, and everything's roses. Well, that's what happened to her.
They've at least talked to each other and seen each other.
His
in
words are what captured her, not anything physical. Not.
His Facebook says divorce. That means he's single.
That's supposed to be romantic music. That's not.
Well, you know what? I'm done with my story considering the maestro over there killed the buzz.
Carla, I'll take some calls for you, but you really think this guy's going to propose to you over the weekend?
Yes.
And you're totally and you're into it?
Yes.
What's the inkling that he's going to propose? Like, I just want to know the exact wordings he used over his Facebook message.
Super poke.
That... like, he's looking forward to seeing you this weekend, and he's,
yeah, all the signs are there.
Like, I don't know, got a surprise, and to tell me, I guess, you know, and it just seemed pretty obvious, I guess.
Because he said he's looking forward to seeing you. You think he's going to propose to you.
And he has a surprise for him.
And he's got a surprise.
And he's single because he's divorced.
But they've talked about marriage. That's what you said, Carla.
We've talked about, like, engagements, what I, like, want from a ring, my honeymoon, and I've asked him, like, what he wants for his, you know, all that again.
Okay, Carla, hold on one second. Hold on. Let me put you back on hold.
Why do you keep putting her on hold?
I'm trying to be respectful because, you know, there's the old philosophy that on your radio show, it's like them being in your house, and you should be like...
can't say anything nice. Don't
know,
say it at all.
You should... I don't know. But she's just bugging.
Why?
Because it's ridiculous,
just naive,
dude.
And young.
It's ridiculous.
Oh, my
and,
God.
And a little swept
I can't.
Away.
I don't want to be disrespectful. But
I feel like I'm swimming through a sea of negativity in this room.
Hey, Ashley, good morning. You're on the Burt Show.
The oil spill just clouding the water.
Honey, she's 20 years old. He's 35. Yeah. She thinks that Facebook is dating. Okay, first of all. So she's obviously got some growing up to do. He's 35. He's trying to get in your pants, honey, and he knows what it takes to get there. Mm-hmm.
Carla, did you hear that? I mean, Ashley said that this guy's just trying to get in your pants.
Oh, I mean, he was really pretty respectful with me before, but there was definitely, like, I mean, a serious...
he's going to send you a panty dropper on Facebook.
That just gross coming out of your mouth.
Carrie, good morning. You're on the Burt Show.
okay, I usually don't agree with Jeff, but are you frigging kidding me with this caller?
Jeff was defending her, honey.
Yeah.
So immature. I cannot believe this woman thinks that this guy is going to propose to her after 2 hours.
I know, Karen. Can you believe that?
Wait a second.
Why is everybody talking over me? Oh, my God.
Because I cannot believe you're getting credit for something you didn't say.
I did, Karen. I was sitting here talking about how ridiculous this whole situation is. Like, they have only talked on Facebook,
Give
Melissa.
Me a break.
Whatever Jeff said, I agree with too.
Yeah.
Oh, hey, Laura, good morning. You're
Jeff,
on the first show.
Brilliant.
We're going to save all that. We'll take one more call and then we're going to move on. What's going on?
Absolutely irrelevant what this man is doing and what she is doing, because once the father finds out, father's going to know that the guy is either still married or too soon after the divorce, there's going to be complete stop to this. Yeah. Once the father finds out, it's over. Not to worry about it.
Well, I hope so.
Do you think he's already asked your father for your hand in marriage?
Carla?
I think that I'm not sure, actually. He's nervous about my father.
He could just post something on his wall.
You think?
You could chat it.
BBM'd.
Okay, Carla, good luck this weekend. We'll check in with you very quickly when we get back to see if it happened or not, okay? Congratulations.
Okay, thank you.
Yeah,
thank
congratulations,
you.
Carla. Bye-bye. Thank you for giving us some hope. Hey, I wasn't done talking to her.
Allowed you on the show to get to finish your thoughts, we'd all be here till 11:30.
Oh, my God. You know what, Jen? You and I, we're united in love. We know what it means.
Don't bring Jen into each other.
Why does Jen have to?
I don't understand. How did I get roped into this whole web?
I don't know. All I know is that we can never have that 10 minutes back out of our lives ever again. It's over.
Get it? The Bird Show.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Another checkered flag for the books. Time to celebrate with Chumba. Jump in at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
There's a fire inside you you can't ignore. Stand still. Not a chance. You're a lifelong learner who's come this far. Now we're here to help you keep going further. Capella University. What can't you do? Visit capella.edu to learn more.